Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. The fallout from the State Inspector General's report continues. We'll be chatting with State Delegate Todd Gilbert at 4:05. He's calling for the entire Virginia Parole Board to resign. Others are also saying that the former chair of the Virginia Parole Board, who is now a judge out in Virginia Beach, her suitability to be a judge needs to be reviewed. So Todd Gilbert will be with us at 4:05. Coming up at 4:35, two of Mike Connor's sisters will be with us and talk a little bit about what his family continues to go through and what they are thinking about this Inspector General's report. You know, one of the folks on the national stage who immediately said, "What can I do to help? How can we help a convicted cop killer stay behind bars?" is retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Jimmy Galliano. And as always, it's a pleasure to welcome Jimmy to the show. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Jeff, thanks for having me. I got to tell you, listening to your last block there where you kind of read out the years where Vincent Lamont Martin was denied parole 26 times in a row. My gosh, man, it was chilling and it was sobering, the fact that after all this time, the Virginia Parole Board could make this, Jeff, just this short-sighted, complete, pandering, partisan political decision. It's chilling, man. I got to tell you, you and I have been kind of invested in this case from the onset. You're the one that kind of turned me onto it, but my gosh, just hearing the details of it again and going back and reading up on it as I do on occasion, because these cases are so important. I mean, people that will murder a cop, I mean, there's no level of depravity higher than that, and that's why they should go away for life or the death penalty. And unfortunately, in this case, Jeff, a governor appointed a parole board that decided differently.
It's an appalling situation, Jimmy. Many of us here on all political fronts. I've got news for you. A lot of folks who are Democrats, actually, who reached out to me, and they're fearful. They're fearful if they speak out that they'll pay a political price, so I'm not going to name them, but, you know, this is just an affront to decent society.
Oh, Jeff, 100%. You know, I think sometimes we get caught up because, you know, both of us, and I know a lot of your listeners, are voracious consumers of the news, and we watch the news, and we get this kind of skewed idea of what's going on. You know, it's like if you watch the news right now, you would think that African Americans writ large hated cops. And that is so untrue, and it's so unfair that, you know, we treat any group in our society, in our wonderful, diverse society in the United States, with that kind of a monolithic view. And look, I mean, recent polling done by Gallup proved 81% of African Americans believe that cops should be in their neighborhoods and should be, you know, doing their job to keep people safe. And that's not something I think that you would sense if you watched the news or read the news or, you know, got your news from any of the mainstream media sources. It's sad because in situations like this, sometimes I think, you know, our cognitive biases, and not to get too wonky about this, but are built on the premise of what we see. And we just determine that, hey, it's got to be this way because that's what's being reported. And unfortunately, that's not the case. You're absolutely right. It's an apolitical, nonpartisan issue. I think Republicans and Democrats and independents alike, they want our country to be safe. They want there to be a sense of justice. They want it to be dispensed evenly and fairly. We just got to make sure that we continue to make sure we pick the best people to be law enforcement officers, and then we protect and defend those folks that are out there on the front lines for us.
No question about it. Jimmy Galliano is joining us. Jim, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, sits on the board of directors of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, law enforcement analyst for CNN. His great website is jamesagalliano.com, jamesagalliano.com. Jimmy, one of the things that I just wanted to pick your brain a little bit on, we've talked about some of these riots around the country. Portland has been amongst the worst, and maybe we now know why. The mayor of Portland weighed in trying to give advice to the rioters, but his concern was, how do you put it nicely, misplaced?
Yeah, and Jeff, you and I have talked about Mr. Wheeler a number of times when I've joined your show. And look, you know, being an elected official, I respect people that run for office. It's a tough job. You're putting yourself out there. You know, in most instances, you're not getting rich by electing to serve your electorate. In this instance, you know, Mayor Wheeler, I want to sit there and I'm trying to look at it from the perspective of, hey, he's trying to do the right thing. But he was adamant when President Trump moved in federal officers. And look, there are federal agents and federal officers in every city in this country, in all 50 states. So the fact that we had to move extra, we had to deploy extra federal officers to protect and defend a federal courthouse, Jeff, a federal courthouse. If we can't guarantee the sanctity, we can't guarantee the security of a federal courthouse in this country, what the heck has happened to us? And so when that happened, after, I don't know, 50 days of rioting, vandalism, arson, acts of violence, attacks on the police, and attacks and attempts to enter and burn down a federal courthouse, when the president elected to send troops there from CBP, from the Customs and Border Patrol, the mayor lost his mind, and he came on my network, he came on CNN, and he lambasted the president, and he said that the president was doing this, that and it was in invoking violence, and it was inspiring this to happen, and, you know, this would have been peaceful if not for that. Well, the president pulled the troops back and said, okay, we're going to work with you since your cops have been basically sidelined by you, because, Jeff, remember, the Portland mayor is in charge of the Portland Police Department. I mean, if that's not insanity writ large right there, the Portland mayor, you know, a non-practitioner, is in charge of the police department. So the president pulls the troops back, and what happens? Instead of going after and attacking the federal agents and officers that were, you know, surrounding the federal courthouse, they move on to a police precinct. Last night they poured white paint, the tough Antifa, the black-clad anarchists and insurrectionists, they poured white paint on a woman that just went out there and stood in front of the police precinct and said, you are not going to burn this down like you tried to do last night with sworn police officers inside. You tried to bar the doors and burn it. I'm not going to let you do that. You know what they did to her, Jeff? She was in her late 70s, maybe early 80s. They poured white paint on her and they harassed her and screamed at her. That's Portland right now. And for the folks that think that abolish and defund the police is a serious pursuit and is something that we can do in this country, Jeff, they've lost their mind.
They have lost their mind. And Mayor Wheeler offered advice to these anarchists. And his concern was that if they continue to do what they're doing, it's not that they might kill somebody. It's not the damage they're going to inflict. He's worried that they will provide videos that President Trump will use for campaign videos. That's his concern.
Jeff, we need to send a memo to the mayor. And here's what the memo is. The mob is not discerning. They're not going to make a distinction between you, me, one of your listeners, or the most far left of leftists, like somebody like Ted Wheeler in Portland, when he showed up there about 2 weeks ago and he was trying to show solidarity with the quote-unquote peaceful protesters out in front of the federal building, and they screamed at him, they heckled him, they mocked him. Of course he had security, Jeff. We need to defund and abolish the police. But the mayor's entitled to a security detail. Jeff, the right. Same thing happened in Minneapolis with Jacob Frey, the mayor there. He went out there and tried to talk to the quote-unquote peaceful protesters. They mocked him and heckled him because the poor guy, you know what he had the temerity to do, Jeff? He didn't want to commit to disbanding the police department, which the city council has already gone about and done. But he didn't want to commit to that. So, you know, here's the thing. The mob is coming for everyone. So if you sit back and you say, hey, they're on my side or they're on my team, they're going to go after those other people that have different political views, the mob doesn't have discernment. It's not something they're capable of doing. They're coming for everyone. They're coming for the system. They're coming for our institutions. They're coming for our history. And until we step up and confront it, it is going to get worse. And I truly fear that right now as our police officers are told to stand down and we are witnessing how many days now, Jeff? I think we're approaching 70 days in Portland right now of just, you know, unmitigated, completely out of control anarchy. And I don't sense when it's going to end anytime soon.
Jimmy, you're spot on as usual. It does not show any indication that it's going to end. We're seeing this play out in different parts of the country in different ways. Look, in your backyard right now in New York City, I follow the New York City PBA and the DEA and the SBA, you know, all of the folks who represent law enforcement officers that work for the New York City Police Department. And these guys are saying, you know what? This is like back to the future. These are the bad old days before the police department got a handle on things up there.
Yeah, no disrespect to the Richmond Police Department or, you know, I used to live in, as you know, I say all the time in Stafford, and I love my Virginia police organizations. The NYPD is really, it's just the cream of the crop. I mean, Jeff, 36,000 police officers that police a city of 8.4 million people, the five boroughs of New York. And, Jeff, here's what gets lost in the mix. The NYPD is a majority-minority department. So for the folks that think that it's a bunch of racist, white, Irish cops out there with billy clubs, you know, just knocking heads and depriving people of their civil rights, it is a majority-minority police department. And over the past 10 years or so, it is a department that is at the peak of restraint, meaning they fire fewer rounds, there are fewer officer-involved shootings that result in fatalities. When you view it by per capita, and it gets no credit for that. And you know what, Jeff, you know what the reward for that was? They just grabbed a guy two nights ago trying to cut the brake lines on an NYPD van. Now, he was arrested, thankfully. But, I mean, you know, how many times has this happened of recent where the mayor has these folks basically standing down? They can't arrest people for quality of life crimes, meaning if you spray paint St. Patrick's Cathedral on Fifth Avenue with a vicious, vile slur, you cannot be arrested for that. And if you are arrested because of bail reform, the permissive bail reform, which basically suggests unless you kill somebody, you're going to be released on your own recognizance. Jeff, it's mind-numbing. So that's what's going on in New York, and I know New York is just a microcosm for the rest of the country, but Jeff, I don't sense how this is going to get better. I listened to President Trump's, you know, opponent in November, you know, Mr. Biden, former Vice President Biden, and I'm waiting for him to stand up and say, This shall not stand. I am against these riots. I'm all for peaceful protesting. We all are. We're not going to disabuse anybody of the privilege and the right under the First Amendment to peaceably assemble and seek redress from your government. That is your right. We respect it. Police and the military are here to defend and protect that. But if we can't have a presidential candidate come out and say, but these rioters, these anarchists, these looters, these vandals, they've got to stop. They've got to be brought to heel. If we cannot do that, Jeff, I don't know how we bring the two sides of the country together. We can't ever give in to extortionists. We can't ever give in to terrorists. And unfortunately right now, one side of the country believes that's the best way to effect change.
It's absolutely incredible. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent with the FBI, on the board of directors of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, law enforcement analyst for CNN, the great website. Want people to visit jamesagalliano.com, jamesagalliano.com. Jimmy, it's always a pleasure to have you here. I know you're we're so far over time. I'm already in trouble, but I know you're a big sports fan, as I am, with sports now saying, hey, wait a minute, let's get into the social justice arena as opposed to just playing the game. Yes or no, you having difficulty watching games?
Struggling with it, Jeff. I grew up playing basketball. My father played on the West Point team from 1956 to 1960. I grew up playing basketball. I coached basketball in the inner city for I don't know how many decades. I will not watch another NBA game for the rest of my life. What is going on right now, this pandering, and when I say pandering, you can criticize cops, you can be brave about that, but you can't criticize the Chinese communist government because, gosh, 1 billion people over there buy tennis shoes and they buy our product, and we're just not in a position to criticize that. That is the epitome of hypocrisy. And look, you know me, I'm a big Atlanta Braves fan, and they're 9-5 right now. They're riding high. I understand the situation we're in right now. I understand social protests. I understand that we've all got to have a little bit of a give and take. But when you make the centerpiece politics, your political position, you can wrap it up in social justice as much as you want, but your political position, when you do that, Jeff, I'm not alone. I tuned out, and I will do that for any of the sports leagues that continue to do that. I need sports as a break from the coronavirus. I need sports from a break from the riots. I'm not going to watch if you're going to make the centerpiece partisan politics.
Spot on as always. Jimmy, thank you for being here, brother. I really do appreciate it. Jimmy Galliano, a marvelous guy, wonderful, wonderful insight. I don't even have time to list all of the accomplishments. Go to his website, please, jamesagalliano.com, jamesagalliano.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.